City of Blinding Lights from the new U2 album, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. You're listening to the Album Chart Show on Radio 2. You mentioned New York and the impact that it had on you. This is your first album since 9/11. People might have expected a much more political album. That's certainly what REM turned up with. But it hasn't turned out like that, really, has it? This is a deeply personal record.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, it was originally I was going to call the album How to Build an Atomic Bomb. And I saw an article in The Guardian, I think it was. It was two students just taking down this information off the internet. You know, it's available. It's up there. You know, the toothpaste is out of the tube. This information is out there. And I was thinking, that's mad that we live in that era. And I was going to, I suppose I'd set out to write that kind of an album, you know, considering what had happened in the world. And, you know, I have a great curiosity about these kinds of things. But the album that you want and the album that you get are often two different things, and you can't, if you get to the head gets in the way of the heart, you know, it feels like that, you know, and you can tell. So I found that when I was getting up in the morning and writing, that I was writing different things and other stuff was going on. But I think in a time of war, you do sort of get very, you know, you hold on to the people who are closest to you, don't you? You think about your family and you think about whom you love and what you want from your life. You don't necessarily sit down and think about all the, you know, the reasons that you feel that way. You just think about what you're feeling. And so a lot of these are very, very raw songs for me to sing emotionally. And no, it's not what I was expecting.
Which brings us to a couple of songs. I want to play both of them, but I think they're both about your dad who died was it 2001? And Kite from the last album, I think, was about your dad who was very poorly at the time. So do we find sometimes as a sort of continuation from Kite?
Yeah, that's right. Started the song around the same time as Kite, actually, and sang it at his funeral. My dad was a tenor. This working class man who, you know, listened to opera and used to conduct our stereo with knitting needles. I mean, that kind of, you know. And we'd be like, turn that down. And he'd just be lost to the music. And, you know, we had our ups and downs, my old man and myself, and it was real Irish male stuff, you know, not really talking about anything. And, you know, we'd go out for a drink on the Sundays and just kind of sit there and sort of, you know, just kind of not talk. Mm. And it was, you know, it was rough when I was a kid. I fell out with him badly. But now I look back, I think, you know, I was in a punk rock gig. I'd be coming home at 4 o'clock in the morning. Is there any reason? You know, I could now understand why he was waiting at the top of the stairs throwing knives. But back then, I just thought he was the devil, you know. Anyway, we made up, you know, before he died. But there's so many things, really, I would have like to have gotten to know about and got to know more about him. But in the middle of the song, I just say, you know, I know we don't talk, but can you hear me when I sing? And out comes his voice. You'll hear it. And it's a big tenor voice. I don't know what note it is. It was a very high one, and I shouldn't be able to sing it. Strange thing happened. People say that when somebody close to you dies, they leave you something, you know, not in their will, but as a sort of act of will, that you get a gift. I haven't sang like this for many years. I don't know where this voice has come from. On this album, people in the record company, people listening to going, you've never sang this good. And I said, I don't know, I'm doing anything different. But I do feel like my father has given me some kind of a voice. And you'll hear it here. I'm kind of mumbling around for the first 2 minutes, but then I hit a big one.
Okay, sometimes you can't make it on your own, you two.